This episode of the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast is brought to you by the Fun Astrology 101 course. If you'd like to learn the language of astrology in a fun and easy way, go to funastrology.com and check out the 101 course. It's right there on the homepage. Welcome to the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast with Thomas Miller and Robert Glasscock. We're going to talk about house systems a little bit today. Now, Robert uses the equal house system. He has for years, and he'll explain about that. But a lot of you use Placidus. So we had this question come in from our speak pipe at the top of funastrology.com.
I wanted to see if you could speak about intercepted houses and just inform us more about them, how they are accessed, and what they look like expressed. Thanks.
Yeah, when I started out, in 1965, everybody I knew in the old books really primarily used Placidus. And so did I. Until I met Linda Goodman in 1968-69. And she and I became friends for about 4 years. I house sat for her in Cripple Creek and so on. I didn't formally study with her, but believe me, I absorbed everything I could from her. And she used equal houses, which I had never tried. She learned it from her teacher in New York, Lloyd Cope. And more people since those days are using equal houses. But interceptions, in my own chart, I'll try anything, especially when I was starting out. And I encourage astrologers, and use the system that works the best for you, no matter what the books say or what anybody else, me included, tells you. If Placidus works best for you, use it. But what interceptions mean is it's a sign, an entire sign, that is intercepted in a given house in the horoscope. When I, in Placidus with me, for example, I had an intercepted moon in my second house. And it's in Aries, which often gives a mold mark or scar on the head or face. Well, in astrology, the odd-numbered houses are the left side of the body in a man's chart, and the even-numbered houses in a man's chart are the right side of the body. So that scar on my head or face in Placidus would have been on the right cheek, not the left. But in fact, it is on the left. And the minute I tried what Linda suggested, equal houses, my moon fell in the third house, not intercepted. And the scar is on the left side of my cheek, my left cheek. So that was a physical fact. And frankly, that was all I needed. Now, I have to reiterate, these old rules do not work 100% of the time. We're human beings, and there are a lot of variables to take into account. And people want astrology to be mechanical. This aspect, when it's exact, indicates this event. It's not that simple. And I hate to tell you, maybe I'm breaking bad news, but interceptions basically mean that the sign that's intercepted in a given house, whatever that sign quality is, or the planets in that sign, are subordinate to the house matters where the interception falls. So, for example, in my chart, if I had the moon in the third house, which is where it is in equal houses, but if it's intercepted in the second house, my emotional nature, the moon, is very much subordinate to money. It's colored by money and security, financial security. And I will take an emotional approach to finances and money with an intercepted moon in that house. So that's what I mean by the interceptions of a sign or planets in a given house will be subordinated to that house matters. So, for example, if you have an intercepted moon in your fourth house, your own emotional nature is going to be subordinated by your family, your parents, your background, your town, your region. Maybe in Placidus, that same moon would be in your fifth house, which is a whole different reading. In that case, your emotional nature is going to be much more linked to your own creativity, to what you want to do with your life, as opposed to what your parents in town and community want you to do with your life. So if you can begin to think of it that way, intercepted signs are simply subordinate to the house matters where that sign is intercepted. And maybe that'll help give you. It also complicates things. You'll have a different sign on the cusp of the house where that sign, that other sign or that planet is intercepted. So those house matters, let's go back to the example I gave. I happen to have Aquarius on my second house. Well, I have a very non-traditional approach to money. It's an intellectual approach to it. It's an air sign. I've made money all my life through astrology, which is Aquarius, and my mind, which is again Aquarius. And at one point, I was a television writer for 15 years, Uranus rules television. That's the sign on my second cusp, but with the moon intercepted in that house, my moon is in Aries, which is a fire sign and an emotional sign. And if I go with the moon intercepted in the second house, my feeling nature, the moon rules my seventh cusp of marriage, for example. So money would be a very important issue in who I fell in love with. I would look for somebody with money because of the subordination of the ruler of my seventh, the moon, in my second of money. And if I got with someone who had a different value system as far as money, who, say, was not ambitious like I am, then they might not care as much about money as I would if I had the moon in there. But I don't have the moon in there. My moon is in the third, in equal house system. So it's a different thing. And that's the main consideration, is just it complicates the intercepted sign or the planets. For example, if you have Aries intercepted in the second house, your initiative, your drive to initiate things, your drive, your ambition, your persistence, all of these Aries qualities about the self. I want to live my life, not live my life for you. Living my life is very Aryan. But when it's in the second house and intercepted, you're going to let money issues dictate what your life looks like, because that's the house that it's intercepted in. So money becomes a much more important aspect of either being yourself or sacrificing yourself to try and be what other people want you to be. I don't know if that explains it, Thomas, but that's, in a nutshell, the considerations to be made with interceptions.
And it absolutely does, and I hope that answers our listener's question. Thank you so much, Robert, and our wonderful listener who sent that question in. Check out the show notes for the link to contact Robert if you'd like a reading and you'd like to talk to him about your own chart. It'll probably be in the Equal House system, I'm just telling you, and I have found it to be incredibly accurate, just as he has. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast with Robert Glasscock.